720 WGN. Mike Steven here with you until 11 o'clock, filling in for Justin Kaufman. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text number here in the studio. We always love to get your calls and your texts. And I'll tell you, 2015, quite the year. And, you know, this is the time of the season, the time of the year when we tend to look back on the year that was. And a lot of us will say, what is the most overreported story? What is the most underreported story? The most important story of 2015? We're not talking about, I feel, the best band names of 2015. That is very significant, something very, very important, and something that the folks over at the AV Club are talking about. Kyle Ryan is a senior editor at the AV Club. Of course, you can check out avclub.com. Kyle is here in the Allstate Showcase studio. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So now you guys are doing the hard-hitting journalism, the stuff that really matters, the stuff that people want to know about. And you decided to take a look back at the year in band names. Tell us exactly what this compilation list is all about.
So this is actually the 10th time I've done this. So it started when I was doing local listings for the AV Club, and we just come across really strange band names, and I would just like write them down to make myself laugh. And then at the end of the year, we started putting them together. And they're not necessarily bands that just started this year, because that would be even harder to track down. But it's like names that we encountered for the first time this year.
Okay.
And some of them are brand new bands. Some of them are bands that just came across our paths for the first time, but have funny, offensive, or otherwise noteworthy names.
Yeah, right. We're going to get to some of these names, and we can't get to all of them because they're not FCC legal.
Yeah.
You can't say them on the radio.
It's a tricky list to navigate
right
here.
You can't show this list to your mother. She would be absolutely horrified. But, you know, it's incredible because there are so many musicians just in Chicago. There are so many bands just in the city. And on the show that I usually do, Outside the Loop, which is every Saturday morning, we feature local music every week. And people will say, well, how do you find music? And I always say there are so many bands looking for airplay that are looking to get noticed that a lot of times they just come to us. So there's no shortage of bands. And what you're doing is you're going through all of these bands to find some pretty crazy, funky names. And it sounds like that would be, I think, oh, that's easy. There are so many to choose from. But to get the best of the best, you've got to encounter a bunch, don't you?
Yeah, there are a ton. I mean, I look at a lot of listings for different cities, and like people will send me venue links for like places. Because it's different because you're really looking for a lot of the bands that are essentially no-name local bands who just have ridiculous names and who are a lot of times very, very funny in their in their way they describe themselves.
Uh-huh.
And you know, generally speaking, the bigger a band gets, you know, the bands that you see out there that are selling the most records and stuff, just, you know, a lot of times their names are pretty milquetoast and they don't really mean anything, and they're not that interesting. But you go, you find these bands that are playing the Mutiny on Western here in Chicago.
You'll see some stuff there.
Oh man, so many good names come through that place. And you know, I've got this like venue that I check out in Fort Wayne that has some funny bands. So they're, you know, it's all over, and it's like press releases that we get, show listings that I find for other cities, just all over the, there's a lot of stuff.
You know, I always say that bands that have names that are not FCC friendly, that are, you know, maybe really offensive or have swear words in them, they really have to be in it for the music, because there's no possible way they can get radio play, right?
No.
So they've got to love what they do and maybe just love playing shows. And okay, we don't get played on the radio, big deal, but we've got some crowds that we're playing to.
Yeah, I mean, they just don't take it seriously, which is great. Like, those guys have nothing to lose. Those are some of my favorite people.
There is a band I've seen. I can't say the full name, but it's two words, and the first word is maggot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. They have played the Double Door a bunch, because I live close to there, and I walk by, and oh, maggot, fill in the blank,
it's
is playing.
And it's a gross second word.
It is.
It's not.
But it's on. What I find funny is that it's on the marquee at the Double Door at the corner of Damon North and Milwaukee, and then kitty corner to that, you've got like a bank, and then you've got a boutique, and then you've got this phrase just sitting there on the marquee. And you're right, like the band's like, well, that's our name. Who cares, right?
Yeah, Yeah.
God bless them. That's right. So some of the bands that you came across, give us a few that you found on your list.
Oh, geez. Where to start? I mean, you know, a lot of people will look to pop culture to explain their name or for names. So like there's one of my favorites that I found this year is a reference to the there were a couple references to the movie Rushmore by Wes Anderson. There was one called Oh, Are They? Which is from the joke in Rushmore.
Right, right.
There was another one called Mr. Little Jeans, which is a good one. But then you get like there's a subgenre of music called grindcore, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with. But these guys basically will be like death metal and grindcore and stuff. They really love to talk about disgusting medical conditions, and they just look through medical dictionaries. I actually had a good friend in high school whose band took all their song titles from medical dictionaries.
Really?
And they just look at stuff. So there's one that I found called Disgorgement of Intestinal Lymphatic Suppuration.
That's the band name?
Yes. Or Urinary Tract Infection from Severe Pus Clots.
And that, so that's another band name?
Yeah. But then you have something simple like bundled bowels, which I think is, or gruesome toilet was another one.
So this is grindcore.
They're a lot of these guys are like in extreme metal, and you know, you go on there, and their song titles are like just ludicrous, and also you know, along like Colostomy Bag Pinata was a one song title that I found.
So I'm writing down grindcore. I'm thinking, you know, my my parents' birthdays. You know, I'm just
I mean, all this music is available online.
Good. Well, this is Bundled Bowels.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like, you know, from Ghostbusters, there is no Dana, there is only Zool.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
Well, I like the melody of that song. See, I hear stuff like that, and look, I'm someone that, if you want to make grind, medical core, fantastic, I feel like I'm a pretty open-minded guy, but that stuff just doesn't do anything for me.
No, and it's funny, I was talking to a friend of mine who is a fan of a lot of this kind of stuff, and he's like, at some point, it doesn't sound like any different from any of the other bands because it's like everything is super peaked. It's like these super fast beats with these vocals that you
distorted.
Like it's all like real fast. It just sounds like noise when it's all put together.
Right.
So, yeah. But then, I mean, you have those guys and then you have like a band like Skapeche Mode, which is a band that does ska versions of Depeche Mode songs, or another band called Skadana, which does ska version of Madonna songs. You know, there are all sorts of like weird configurations that you can do. And then like the stuff that bugs me are, and a lot of these are, you know, I like these names, but then there's a ton. In the article, I have a subhead that just says no. And it's for bands that are just like, these are just straight up bad names. Patchouli Prince.
Okay.
Speak Low If You Speak Love. There's one that was called NARC, N-A-R-C, and it stood for New Age Real Change, which I didn't like.
What kind of music are they playing?
I don't remember. It wasn't
was that
it was
good,
memorable.
Huh?
Yeah. but then, you know, then you get a lot of people that do like plays on words with portmanteaus and stuff like that, like Swimsuit Addition, ADDITION.
Oh.
Rational Anthem was one.
I'm looking at one here that says Madam West.
Madam West. Yeah, so people do names a lot like that, where they'll like take somebody's proper name. Fancy Reagan was one. Hillary Chilton. Steven Seagulls. And it's like Steve apostrophe N apostrophe Seagulls.
Like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Now, they got huge because they had that version of AC/DC's Thunderstruck where they're in a barn.
Yeah.
And they're playing the banjo and like the washboard.
They're a string band, yeah.
Right. They're from not here, right?
No, they're not. I forget where they're from.
They're like a Norwegian or...
They came through the AV Club's office because we do a series called Undercover where bands play cover songs.
Which is great, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. They came through. I forget which song they did, but... Tiger in Woods. One that I found was Mashed in Kutcher, like Ashton Kutcher. and it's like it's a mashup project, and you know, they're like, oh, that's a really goofy name, but they have this video on the site of them playing and they look super serious, and I was like, you know you're aware of what your name is, right?
I love it when these bands take themselves seriously. Hold on, we've got some Skidana. Andy, do we have Skidana? We have Skidana. Let's hear some Skidana. This is a ska version of Madonna songs. They're not local, are they?
No, they're not.
So not all these bands that we're talking about are local. And the Steven Seagal, am I saying that right? Steven Seagals, right? Steven Seagals?
Seagals, yeah.
I want to say Steven Seagal. We've got that queued up, Andy. You've got some Steven Seagals. So yeah, they that is what were they covering there?
They were covering "Sabotage" by the Beastie Boys.
That's right. That's right. They're awesome, by the way. Yeah. I love the instrumentation. But that was from the you said that was the Undercover series, right?
Yes,
from the AV Club. And by the way, you're just up the street, aren't you?
Yeah, we're in River North.
So River North. So that's all here in Chicago. That's an AV Undercover recording. So we'll take a quick break if that's cool with you, Kyle.
Sure.
We'll come back. We'll talk more about some pop culture, more about this list, and just covering pop culture, because I think AV Club does such a great job of doing that. And you can check out avclub.com. Kyle Ryan is a senior editor at the AV Club, based right here in Chicago. So stay tuned. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. Love it. 720 WGN. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman on this very, very damp Monday night on the air until 11 o'clock. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line. Here with Kyle Ryan, who is a senior editor at the AV Club. Check him out online, avclub.com. And this is the Steven Seagals. Thunderstruck. With their version of AC/DC's Thunderstruck. This is them in a barn. And you heard a tractor sound in the beginning. That's because the guitarist was riding in on a tractor. And they recorded this in a barn, and it's fantastic. They were part of your AV Undercover series. Again, and they're all shirtless with suspenders on.
Yes.
But with overalls.
They look like hill folk.
It's fantastic. This is online, so definitely check it out. The AV Undercover series... Tell us about that. I mentioned it a couple times, but it's at avclub.com. And basically, you have these indie musicians come in, and they're playing cover songs.
Yeah, so what we do is at the beginning of... We've been doing it now for, I think this is our eighth season. Or maybe ninth. Gosh, I can't remember
now. Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
So we come up with a list of songs at the beginning of each season, and invite bands to come through the office to play them. Once they pick a song, the song comes off the list, so nobody else can do it. So the later a band comes in the season, the fewer songs they have to choose from. So then it becomes like, oh, you only have this GWAR song to play. And then, that's
covering GWAR.
Yeah.
Every band's dream. So yeah. you come up with this list. You come up with a master list.
Yeah, we've done that. We've also had readers suggest things. We've done it both ways. Usually, in most recent years, it's been we've just come up with lists on our own, and so the staff will think of think of songs and like you know, I'll like keep a list in Evernote or something, like, oh, this would be good, and then I'll suggest it when the time comes.
So what's your usual recording season like? Are you close to exhausting the list right now?
Oh, or? yeah, it's done, it's been done for a while. Okay. Usually we start in like late winter, early spring.
Okay.
And then go through the summer.
And you just put the call out there, or is there an audition process?
No, I mean, it's funny, like, originally we had to go to bands a lot, just, like, judging by who would be coming through town and going to them, but now we get, like, bands will request when they're coming through town if they can do it, or their publicists will, or whatever, so
yeah.
It's a mix, and, you know, we take all comers, you know, from, like, super hipper than thou, like, indie bands to the complete opposite of that, like your Richard Marx's of the world,
yeah,
who came through and did a song. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I think it's great. It's based right here in Chicago, just up the street a little bit in River North. And really, you know, what you do at the AV Club, and not just you, but everybody that works at the AV Club, covering culture, I think you guys do it really well.
Thanks.
It's really fun to read, but I always think that what you do has to be such a daunting task, because there's so much stuff out there.
There's way too much.
and a lot of it's not good, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to be sort of in the mix with all that, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a ton. I mean, like, I Eric Adams, who's our TV editor, I think he has the most daunting task of all of us, because there's just so much TV that needs to be covered. Where, you know, I think they said there were 419 scripted series out there this year. And so that's a ton. And obviously there's a ton of music that comes through. A lot of films, books, games, like, it's just, there's no way to keep up with it all. It's a daunting task for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. To get what you do out there and to do what you do well, I mean, are people primarily picking you up in the Onion? Because at least when I think of the AV Club, for the longest time, I'm like, oh yeah, it's always in the Onion. That's how I, like, in college, I would get the Onion, I'd pick it up, and then the AV Club is sort of inserted in there. And now you have sort of done this branding where you're online at avclub.com and you're very much an established thing, and maybe some of us are wondering, what is that relationship like? Are you guys the same parent company?
Yeah, we're all part of the same thing. I mean, we don't have newspapers anymore, so we're not you know, you can't, like, physically pick up the Onion and look at the AV Club. That's exactly how I came across it too,
right,
back in the old days. And for a long time we were in the Onion shadow, you know, and the branding was a little murkier. Like, even in our interviews we would refer to ourselves as the Onion and stuff, and about 10 years ago we stopped doing that. So now it's very much its own brand. A lot of times the traffic on the AV Club will supersede what the Onion's traffic is. But we're all part of the same. So, like, we sit right next to the Clickhole writers, and the Onion writers are just across the office. And we have a new site called Starwipe that's like a AV Club version of like a gossip site that just started a few months ago. They're right next to us. So yeah, we all exist under the same umbrella.
Now, be honest, the Onion writers, are they a little weird? Are they a little like, I don't know about them? Because I feel like if you work for the Onion, and I mean this in a good way, you got to have something going on up top. You got to have a little screw loose or something. And again, I mean that in the nicest way possible. Merry Christmas. I mean,
comedy writers aren't known for being socially well-adjusted people. But
that's what I was trying to say. Yes.
They, you know, it's funny. The staff that we have now, they are all, you know, you could go up and have conversations with them with no problem. You know, it's funny. You definitely... particularly at the Onion, you attract a lot of eccentric personalities. And so there have been plenty over the course of the years. But I'd say right now we're a pretty normal bunch right now. Particularly Clickhole, they just look like, you know, nice guys that you see around, and they're funny and, you know, take care of themselves.
Well, that's good. That's what you want, right? You want good human beings working there. And it sounds like, you guys are doing great work. I mean, you are doing great work. It doesn't just sound like it. You are. And again, check out avclub.com. And before I let you go, just, you know, you're based in Chicago, but you're not exclusive to covering Chicago.
Oh, no.
But what we are doing here in the city, and I know it's a big question, but in terms of culture and arts, are you optimistic for 2016?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm always cautiously optimistic about what we're doing. And, mm-hmm. and you know, Chicago, I spent last year in New York and just came back this past spring. And it was good to come back and see, like, what's going on here. And like, you know, just the, from everything from like, you know, from a purely like production standpoint of like the types of like film and TV that's getting done here. And then the music is obviously, Chicago's music scene has been excellent. It's long back as anyone can remember. Mm-hmm. You know, the city itself has its own problems, but yeah, I think it's going to be.
Yeah, we've got one or two things going on.
You know, it would be nice not to have to answer those questions from relatives all the time about what's going on in Chicago.
What the heck is happening in Chicago? Well, Kyle Ryan, you are the you are a senior editor. Are you the senior editor?
I'm a senior
editor. That's what I thought. You were a senior editor at the AV Club, but let's be honest, you're probably the best. I mean, well, that's neither here nor there. Senior editor at the AV Club, again, avclub.com is the website. Really great to see you. Happy holidays.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Have a great new year, and we'll talk to you soon. Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman this evening. We'll take a short break and be right back with news here on 720 WGN.